2 Kings chapter 7, verse 9 reads, "Then they said one to another, 'We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household.'" Let's pray. O God, please teach us from your word this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen. The context of 2 Kings chapter 7 is that Israel, under the leadership of King Joram, has failed to turn back to the Lord. And therefore, God has sent a severe situation in order to try and draw them back unto himself. The city of Samaria is under the siege of the Syrians. Israel is trapped within the city. And as a result, they are experiencing a serious food shortage. The people are so desperate. The people were so desperate that they were eating one another's children. That's how bad things got. And that's recorded back in chapter 6, verses 24 to 29. In this chapter, chapter 7, we read of four lepers. Four lepers that were not allowed to enter into the city because of their condition, because they were leprous. And we are introduced to them there in verse number 3. "And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, 'Why sit we here until we die?'" So in contemplating, that is the four lepers, in contemplating their hopeless situation, they decided to try and enter into the Syrian camp. Because remember, as I said, the city of Samaria is under siege. That is, the Syrians have camped around the city, so nobody can get out, nobody can get in. Hence, serious food shortage. So these four lepers came to the conclusion, either way, we're going to die. If we stay here in the city gates, we're not allowed into the city. So they contemplated the fact that let's try and enter into the Syrian camp. See if they'll take us in. And they reason amongst themselves by simply saying, either way, the worst thing that can happen is that we'll die. We're going to die. Look at verse number 4 of chapter 7. It reads, "If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come, let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die." So pretty hopeless. They said, what have we got to lose? If we stay here, we're going to die. But we can try to get into the Syrian camp and maybe they'll show mercy towards us, but maybe not. Well, what's the difference? They'll kill us anyway. We're going to die either way. And then we move on in verse number 5. Note what happens. And they rose up in the twilight just before dark, as it was getting dark, to go under the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. So upon approaching the Syrian camp, they noticed it was deserted, to their surprise. Now what's happened? Look at verses 6 and 7. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. So God miraculously intervened, and the Syrians all ran away thinking that they would be attacked by Israel and their allies. Now, upon realizing that the camp was deserted, the four lepers decided to enter one of the tents. Note then verse number 8. And when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried thence silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also, and went and hid it. So the four lepers, upon realizing that the camp was deserted, they entered into one tent and helped themselves to food, drink, gold, silver, and clothing. Took it all and hid it somewhere. And then, as we noted at the end of verse number 8, they entered into another camp, another tent, pardon me. And they found the same. Food, drinks, gold, silver, raiment. And then note upon what they said one to another in verse 9, as we read, then they said one to another, we do not well. What does that mean? Of course they've done well. They've got food, they've got drink, and yet there are people within the city of Samaria that are starving to death and eating their own sons and even bartering one with another. We'll eat your son today, you can have my son tomorrow. And yet they're here within the Syrian camp, and yet they make this statement, we do not well. Why? Let's read on. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. That's the missing link. We do not well if we hold our peace, for this is a day of good tidings. And that's the title of my sermon this morning. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. Then it goes on to say in verse number 9, if we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. The lepers said, in essence, it would be wrong to not tell the king of Israel what has happened, for they do not know. They have no idea what has taken place within the Syrian camp. And they said one to another, as four lepers, it would be wrong for us not to tell the king of what has happened. That the Syrians have deserted their camp and they've left everything behind, including food and drink and gold and silver and clothing. They understood it would be wrong to keep all of this to themselves, for themselves. And not tell their own people what God has done and how God has provided. That would be wrong. Therefore, they said one to another, "We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. It is not right to keep this good news to ourselves," they said. "Especially when we know that what we have here will help our own people. We do not well if we hold our peace." And my friend, as a way of application, Christmas is a time of good tidings. Christmas is good news. And we do not well if we hold our peace concerning the good news of Jesus Christ. It is not right to keep good news to ourselves, especially when we know it will benefit others. You and I have the privilege of enjoying this Christmas season in a very personal way because we know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. But we do not well if we hold our peace. And these four lepers, their conscience worked overtime. And as they ate bountifully, as they drank bountifully, as they had gold and silver at clothing at their disposal, they said, "We do not well if we keep this to ourselves. We need to tell the king so that he can inform his people. It is not right to keep good news to ourselves. Good news should be shared with others. Good news is to be shared with others so that others can benefit." In Isaiah 52, verse 7, in relation to the coming Messiah, the prophet said, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." Beloved, good news is to be shared with others so that others can benefit as well. And the Apostle Paul, under divine inspiration, Romans chapter 10, please. Romans chapter 10. Quotes from Isaiah 52 in Romans chapter 10. Note then verse 15. "How shall they preach except they be sent? as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So the Apostle Paul, under divine inspiration, quotes out of Isaiah 52 the fact that this good news concerning the Messiah needs to be shared with others, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? My friend, all of us are called to preach the gospel. All of us are called of God and sent of God to share the good news of the gospel with others. For the word gospel means good news. The good news is that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This good news needs to be shared with others. The lepers realized that they had good news. They had good news. They understood there were people within their own city. Though they were leprous, it was still their people. There were people dying back in Samaria, and they had good news. They had what they needed. And my friend, do we realize that people are dying spiritually all around us in need of good news? In need of the gospel of Jesus Christ? And we do not well, my friend, if we hold our peace during this Christmas season. For good news is to be shared with others so others can benefit. God also commands us to share good news because good news is very much needed today. If you go back to Isaiah chapter 40, please. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 and 10. Not only is good news to be shared with others so that others can benefit, God commands us to share the good news. Why? Because it's very much needed. We need good news today. The good news of a coming Savior was declared by the great prophet Isaiah here in chapter 40, verses 9 and 10. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. So here's another prophecy concerning the coming Messiah given from the lips of the great prophet Isaiah. God commands us to share the good news because it's very much needed. Man is sinful, beloved, in need of a Savior. The Bible teaches us there is a broad road that leads to destruction, and there are many on that road. And there is a narrow road that leads to life, and few there be that find it. And you and I, as Bible-believing Christians, you and I that know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, we have good news. The good news of the gospel, that God has provided a Savior, and God commands us to share that good news with others. It seems like people today are obsessed. I say obsessed in saving the planet. We need to combat climate change. Let me tell you, my friend, climate's always been changing. And it's changing again. What a bunch of gobbledygook. The issue is that man is sinful and man needs a Savior. And Jesus Christ is the only Savior. And you and I are the link. We are the bearers of good news, and we do not well if we hold our peace. You and I do not well if we don't make every effort to win men, women, and children to Jesus Christ over this Christmas season. Because good news is not to be just enjoyed, it is to be passed on to others. And those four lepers realized that. They said, wow. Wow, we have struck gold. If there's food and drink in this tent and gold, silver, and raiment in this tent, and if there's food and drink in this tent and gold, silver, and raiment in this tent, that means that every tent probably has likewise. And they said one to another, we do not well if we hold our peace. And my friend, if you hold your peace over this Christmas season, you do not well. Because there are people within the spiritual city of Samaria that are dying, desperate. In the biblical setting, people were eating one another in their desperation. Today, people are eating one another. Not literally, but in every other way, are they not? Because they're hungry, they're thirsty, they're looking for something to satisfy them and meet the inner need of the heart. And my friend, Jesus Christ is the only Savior. People need to understand that they need to be saved from their sin. Otherwise, they will spend eternity without Christ in a place called hellfire. Heaven or hell, my friend, the need is urgent. So the four lepers said to one another, what have we got to lose? If we stay here in the city gate, we'll die. If we go to the Syrians, they don't like us, which is very probable, we will die. They understood their hopelessness. And my friend, we need to communicate the fact that people without Christ are dead in trespasses and sins, and that they need a Savior. We are commanded to share that good news. The book of Isaiah reads here in chapter 40, lift up thy voice with strength. And then throughout the book of Isaiah, we read of this promised Messiah that truly brings good news. If you just quickly look over to Isaiah chapter 41, please. Note there, chapter 41, verses 27 to 29, it reads. Isaiah 41, 27 to 29. The first shall say to Zion, behold, behold them, and I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. For I beheld, and there was no man, even amongst them. And there was no counselor, that when I asked of them, could answer a word. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. Dead idols that are of no avail. But God promised a Savior. And Isaiah the prophet made reference to this Savior to come that will be of some benefit. And further insight into what this Messiah will do is spelled out there in Isaiah chapter 61, please. Go to Isaiah chapter 61. In verse number 1 of Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
You have sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, verse 2, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to give beauty for ashes, in the third verse, joy for mourning, that they might be called trees of righteousness, that God might be glorified. So here are some of the benefits of this Messiah to come. So Isaiah the prophet, under divine inspiration, gives us some further insight concerning the Messiah to come and what he will do. Well, my friend, the Messiah has come. He has come in the person of Jesus Christ. The nation of Israel as a whole is still looking for the Messiah. They need to accept that he's come in the person of Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, gives us a wonderful confirmation of this fact. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, the Lord Jesus went back to his hometown of Nazareth. And he entered the Sabbath, on the Sabbath day. And he was given the opportunity to read the scripture for that day. As it reads then, verse number 7, there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And note then verse number 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. The Lord Jesus reads out of Isaiah chapter 61. This is the appointed reading for that day. No coincidence. No coincidence. And then note what the Lord Jesus said in verse 21. He began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. You are hearing of the Messiah to come. I'm telling you, the Messiah has come. This day, this prophecy is fulfilled before you, said the Lord Jesus Christ. Good tidings, good news. Beloved, Christmas is an opportunity. Christmas is an opportune time to share good news with those that are in need of a Savior. The birth of Jesus Christ, the virgin birth of Christ, took place in order to save man from sin. And if you just go back to Luke chapter 2, please. Luke chapter 2. In verse number 8, it reads, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then note verses 10 and 11. And the angel said unto them, fear not, behold, I bring you what? Good tidings, good news. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born, note there verse 11, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ is the only remedy for man's sin. The gospel of Jesus Christ alone can provide forgiveness and eternal life. And we are saved by responding to the gospel, understanding that we are sinful in need of a Savior, and we choose to believe that Jesus Christ is the only Savior, and we place our faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But how shall they hear without a preacher? Beloved, you and I need to share the good news of the gospel. And we need to seize the opportunity before us. It needs to be heard. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How will they hear without a preacher? Oh, but Pastor, I'm not called to preach. Yes, you are. We're all called to preach the gospel, to share the gospel. Let's go back to the four lepers. The four lepers knew of some good news. Good tidings. Good news that would save people. And these four lepers knew, and they said, "We do not well. We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. We keep it to ourselves." It's not good. It's not good. And if we were to go back to Luke chapter 2, verse number 17, once the shepherds witnessed Christ, the Bible says they went abroad and shared the glad tidings with others. They, like the four lepers that were privy to good news, went abroad and shared it with others. Because good news needs to be shared. We have a lot of bad news that's shared. You read of it every day. And most of us are silly enough to check it every day. And lo and behold, here we go again. More negative news. To what avail? No avail. Gets you mad. Causes you to worry. Disturbs your day. But we have some good news. The good news is the gospel. And beloved, we do not well this day of good news that we hold our peace. See, the meaning of Christmas, the essence of Christmas, is good tidings, good news. It needs to be shared. For God has provided a Savior for sin. His name is Jesus Christ. And we would be irresponsible to keep this good news to ourselves, especially during this time of the year. Because I think we'd all agree, for those of us that are Christians this morning, for those of us that know that the Lord Jesus Christ is Savior this morning, we would all agree that Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. And all of God's people said, "He is the reason for this season." Well, what are we doing with it? As four lepers. I said, "Oh, we do not do well to hold our peace. It would not be good." In fact, they feared judgment, didn't they? They feared that they'd be judged if they kept the good news to themselves. See, good news needs to be shared, beloved. Good news is needful. God commands us to share the good news of the gospel with sinners, dead in trespasses and sins. Let's seize the opportunity to share Christ during this Christmas season.
Let's endeavor to witness to people, to share verbally what Christmas is really all about. It's not about Santa. We know that. We know that. Doesn't mean that everybody out there knows that. Christmas is really not about family gatherings, though I like family gatherings. Christmas is really not all about you and I giving gifts to one another, though I like giving gifts and receiving gifts. Christmas is all about a Savior, Jesus Christ. And we need to share that message with others verbally. We have the opportunity to invite people to a carol service, a Christmas Day service. We have tracts for you in the foyer that you can place in letterboxes. Those in the box below the table. Those on the table you can give out personally. Beloved, we do not well if we hold our peace. Are you listening to me? We do not well. We do not well if we hold our peace. The world's going mad. They're barking up the wrong tree. And there'll be people that will take their lives over this Christmas season. There'll be people that will just get hooked on drugs and alcohol, and there'll be domestic violence, and homes will break up over this season. Because they have no hope. And you've got the good news. You've got it. And we do not well. We do not well if we hold our peace. Think about those four lepers in closing. They were despised. Understood. They were rejected. Understood. They were hopeless individuals. Outside of a miracle, there was no cure for leprosy. Despised, rejected, hopeless. And yet they struck spiritual gold. Their conscience worked them over and pressed them to share this good news. That they had found there within the Syrian camp with their own people back in Samaria. So even though as Christians we are despised and rejected by the majority, we have a mandate from God to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Beloved, Christmas is a day of good news. And as the leper said, we do not well this day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. And if you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I challenge you. Let's seize the opportunity. Let's invite. Let's share. Let's put invitations in letterboxes. Let's download the Christmas invitation off the website. Send it out. You've all got email lists. Amen? Yes. Pastor, I can't do that. Why not? One day you'll stand before God, and there's going to be blood on your hands. Because you are a bearer of good news and you say nothing. Nothing. To our shame. May God help us to share the good news with others. The four lepers realized, hey, we can't keep this to ourselves. That would not be right. The shepherds said to themselves, we can't keep this good news to ourselves. That wouldn't be right. May God help us during this Christmas season to do our part in sharing the good news with others. Because Jesus Christ is the only Saviour of the world. And how will they hear without a preacher? Let's bow for prayer.